Often we find quotes in the scriptures that even by chanting one name of Krishna, one can wipe out, you know, enormous sinful reactions which one is even unable to commit. Or even by chanting one holy name of Krishna, one can go back to Godhead, and such kind of promises. So people sometimes even wonder whether such things could be really true. Because we are chanting every day and we chant so many names and for so many months and years, why we don't reap the benefits promised in the scriptures? Not just once or twice, practically in so many scriptures and so many times, the same promise is made. Is it a promise given just to encourage the people to become more religious and pious? Or is it really a true promise? So such questions can come in the mind of a chanter, who is a poor chanter. So the condition is very clearly given in the scriptures that one should chant the holy names inoffensively and helplessly. So if the helpless attitude is not there in chanting, then it doesn't produce a desired result. In fact, the Lord purposely arranges for varieties of tests in the life of a devotee so that the devotee's relationship with the Lord can become more purer and more tighter. For example, a child who suddenly sees a big bumblebee, big dark bumblebee, it's coming into the room, immediately he closes his ears and runs to the shelter of mother or father, some guardian. And he becomes afraid of the bee. Similarly, when a devotee is suddenly faced with some danger, and a devotee then runs to the shelter of Krishna. So Lord arranges tests in the life of a devotee so that the devotee will learn the art of taking Krishna's shelter. Because we are never an independent enjoyer. We are always a dependent enjoyer. So although we are in our sarupa, in our natural state, dependent on Krishna, we tend to forget it. So Lord arranges tests in order to remind us that you are not independent. You are dependent on me and you are helpless. Of course, when one becomes helpless, one may run here and there to set right one situation by one's own endeavor and never arrive at a solution. Or one can take shelter of Krishna. And in this way, the relationship becomes more tighter between the mother and the child, when the child takes shelter of the mother. The mother may immediately pick up the child and embrace the child, and the child may become rid of all fear. Same thing happens with Krishna and his devotee also. And how does the relationship become purer? Many times a devotee practicing devotional service may be practicing with many ulterior motives of some bhukti, mukti, siddhi. We may not even know our motives. Suddenly, Krishna places a challenge in our life to check our motives. Now you tell me, what do you want? You want me or you want that? And it becomes very obvious and clear for the devotee and for many others. What was the fellow looking for in devotional life? Was he looking for something what I like or I don't like? Or was he looking for some material motives? Was he looking for some something substandard to pure devotional service? So we will all be put to that test. Just like, for example, Bali Maharaj was tested like that. Vamandev appeared and he tested him. Are you going to surrender to me now? Or for the sake of holding on to your property, you are going to break your vow? Like that, Lord will test every devotee. So the motives will be tested, and when we fail, we become ashamed, understanding our lower motives, and then it gives us an opportunity to stand up and uplift ourselves. And if we pass the test, then again one achieves shelter of Krishna. Very wonderfully. So the chanting of the holy name, Shastra say, always you will see the word avashenapi. Avashenapi yannamni Kirtite sarvapata kaihi tatasadhyo vimucheta simhatrashtair mrugairiva. One who chants the holy names of the Lord in a helpless state of mind, for him all the sinful reactions flee away in all directions, as if when a lion roars in the jungle and all the other animals, they run away in all directions. Patitaskalito bhagna sandashtastapta ahatah hari iti avashenah pumanna arhati yatanah. See, the word avashenah is used. One who chants the holy name of the Lord in a helpless state, while slipping or falling down or having a maranajvara, fever at the time of death, or one is bitten by a serpent, or in any situation, when one is put in a very precarious position, one helplessly calls out the Lord's names. Then he says, then one will not have to undergo all the sufferings in the court of Yamaraj. So, sadhaka, every day while chanting, should not chant mechanically, but endeavor to chant attentively. And while endeavoring to chant attentively, one should chant prayerfully. And one should understand one's insignificant position and Krishna's great position. And understanding Krishna's greatness, beg for Krishna's shelter and freedom from forgetfulness and opportunity for engagement in his service. So this kind of endeavor to pay attention to these aspects of chanting will surely elevate the devotee and bring forth those promises given in the scriptures. And the fruits of chanting will not remain any imaginary anymore. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble